my life in the sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Conflicts of Life. I don't know about you. I usually like that song, but today it sounds kind of weird. Did it sound weird to you guys, like it was running a little bit slow? I don't know. That's the internet for you, huh? Welcome to the Conflicts of Life, everybody. Today's show is going to be another hot show. This one is a very important show that we're going to be talking about. Today we're talking about Why Did They Leave Me? The Power of Rejection. That's right. We're going to get into it. Why did they leave you? Are you still dealing with the residue feelings of when your last person that you were in love with decided to up and cut on you? All right. So, let me say this. We're going to be dealing with this with a guest in studio. We have Lady Sagacity in studio with us today, and I'm so proud to be connected to her. She has her own Facebook page, which is Conversations with Sagacity on Facebook, well over 10,000 followers worldwide. And she did that in less than 2 months. That's how good she is. So Lady Sagacity is in studio with us. She's going to be sharing her perspective on today's show. And her page is Conversations with Sagacity, and that's all one word. Sagacity is spelled S-A-G-A-C-I-T-Y. It's kind of like Saga City or Sega City, S-A-G-A City, all one word, Conversations with Sagacity. All right, so that's our guest who's in studio today. Yesterday's show was pretty good as well. You can catch that show on replay. You can go back to that. And we're waiting on Miss Jackie. She's running a little bit late. She should be here in studio very shortly. But you can always catch us on our Facebook page, which is The Conflicts of Life, and email address, which is theconflictsoflife@gmail.com. Theconflictsoflife@gmail.com. All right, everybody, let's get on with today's show. We did post up a question on our Facebook page, and within 2 hours, we had 78 comments. So with no further ado, let me introduce to you guys Miss Lady Sagacity. Lady Sagacity, how are you today?
Hi, how are you today?
Doing good, doing good. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Good. I'm so glad that you was able to stop by and be able to spend time with us in studio today. Today's topic is a very important topic about the power of rejection. You know, it's one thing to be in a situation where you was in a relationship and you guys broke up. It's a different story about how you feel afterwards. And so I'm really excited that you're here. I know that you specialize in this area. And so we want to pick your brain.
Oh.
Can we pick your brain like we're picking fruit in a garden? Is that all right?
Yes.
All right. Let's get on with today's show. I want to start with the actual question that came up today. The actual question that we actually posted up today was a scenario-based question about a lady who went through a horrific situation. So I'm going to read that question again. Oh, and by the way, hold on 1 second, everybody. Miss Jackie is in studio. Welcome, Miss Jackie.
Happy Friday Eve, family. Happy Friday Eve. Welcome to our special guest. You know, lovely to hear that voice. Welcome, lady.
Yes,
I got to get used to saying that word. Say how do I say Sagacity, I can't say it.
Sagacity. Hey, Lady Jackie.
Hey, beautiful. Welcome. It's good to have your wisdom on the show. My goodness, it's about time.
Tough getting this one on.
To whom much is given, much is required, so she's busy making her way.
Yes, she is.
Thank you.
I'm really excited that Ms. Sagacity was able to join us today. All right, ladies, let's go ahead and get cranking on this topic. This is a very, very important topic. I think that every single one of us in one way, shape, or form, or one time or another in our life have dealt with this. So this is very important. So let's get with the question. Is that all right with you guys?
That is good.
Ms. Jackie?
Go.
All right, here it is. This is a question that was posted up on our Facebook page that got over 70-something comments in a matter of an hour or two. More will be coming in, but you can go there and look at it on Conflicts of Life. It said, I was married for over 30 years, and my husband decided to leave me for a younger woman. I am not hurt about that, but I am even more hurt about the fact that my son died 2 years ago from alcohol and depression, and I did not let him move back in with me because my husband didn't want him around. Now I lost my son and my husband, and I am dealing with regret and anger, and I am having a hard time forgiving myself. I am in a bad situation. And so this person requested our love. So with that being said, let's go ahead and tackle this. Let's tackle this one. Lady Sagacity, tell us a little bit. We're going to get to this question, but I want to kind of open up the dialogue before we even get to this question. You know, tell us about rejection. Tell us about how that happens.
Well, I think it can come in many different ways. Rejection can happen not only just in relationships, but it can in, you know, female-male relationships, but can also happen in family relationships, such as your parents rejecting you or feeling a little bit of inadequacy, dealing with pressures at work where you feel like you're being rejected by your supervisor or someone in management who may have a problem with your work performance. So rejection, it has so many effects on you mentally and emotionally because it actually inflicts pain in your brain, according to researchers.
Wow.
It actually causes damage to our psychological well-being that goes well beyond the emotional pain that it can cause. And it can actually trigger a experience in your brain where it responds to it as a physical pain. So not only does it affect you emotionally, but if you've ever dealt with rejection, I've dealt with rejection before, it can also, you can actually feel some type of physical pain as a result of feeling rejection. I've actually experienced it. You can get I've experienced headaches, or sometimes I start getting like this little twitch in my eye because of the stress of it. That's happened to me before. And also, your heart starts beating really fast. And sometimes it can trigger a heart attack or a stroke. Many women who have been through rejection of a spouse, they've actually had a stroke because the pain was so great that it actually affected their physical body.
So you're saying that the rejection is so powerful, even though it hits you mentally, it can be so overwhelming until it affects the body and the body begins to break down due to the stress and the pain and the weight. Let me go to Ms. Jackie. Ms. Jackie, what's your opinion about rejection?
Rejection, rejection, rejection. That's a hard one, right? It's painful and it hurts. But in all those rejections, you know, I think at some point in time we've all experienced some of it from somewhere, parents, you know, siblings, job. But for me, I think, you know, I think the rejection itself for me was the most hardest to learn, most hardest to identify, and seems to be the hardest to heal.
Yes.
Why do you think that?
You know, I don't think that, for me, I don't identify, I can identify everybody else's pain and hurt much easier than I can do my own. Even though I know I'm hurting, I know that, you know, that rejection has taken me to a dark place, but I got to be honest with you. I looked at the question, and I got to be honest with you, in all of this darkness, in all of the depression and the pain, I've been blessed to have people in my life that's gone through losing children and you know, going through. And I'm gonna tell you the truth. I ride off their strength. For you to bury a child, you know, whether it's an infant or a grown child, as a mother, I can't begin to imagine what that could feel or even, I can't even begin. So a lot of times I look at them And I just, you know, how y'all, I watch them more so. And I got to be honest, from what I've seen and from what I know you embrace it. I know it's painful, but out of pain usually comes some kind of growth.
Hmm.
Usually out of the darkness comes some kind of light. But in order for the growth and the light to come, one has to acknowledge it hurt like hell. You got to acknowledge that it hurts. It's there. You got to acknowledge it. Because what we do is we want to not acknowledge it. We want to hide our heads and act like it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to show any signs of weakness. We don't want to be weak. We don't want to be this. We don't want to be that. But instead of just dealing with the fact that it hurt, and then once you realize, okay, yes, it hurts, now what do we do? Now it's time to start healing. You know, why does it hurt? Is there any truth in what was said or done? Is there any truth to you? That's the first question. What out of that rejection is true? And if it is true, do you want to fix it? Do you feel you need to fix it? Is there a desire to fix it? Does it even identify you? Because if it doesn't identify you at all, then the best thing right there, if it doesn't identify you, and be truthful with yourself about that. But if it doesn't identify you, then don't associate with it. It's like somebody calling you out your name. If that's not your name, don't identify with it if
right.
it's a negative name.
Look.
But if it does hold ground with you, and that's why it hurts, because maybe the rejection is a truth, and you don't like the truth. And the truth is about self, then your first step to recovery is identify that. Find out why that truth is your truth. Heal from that. Release yourself from that. And begin your journey on forward.
Let me say this. Oftentimes I have found, and I was sharing with Lady Sagacity, I said one of the painful parts of rejection is when you're dealing with the fact of another person's perception of your value.
Mm-hmm.
I think oftentimes the rejection comes, now internal rejection of yourself can also be stimulated from the verbal rejection that somebody else has thrust upon you. In other words, their perception of who you were or who you are, they begin to speak words into your heart, and you begin to internalize those words and match your perception of yourself to their misconception of who you are. And when you do that, you are edifying or magnifying their opinion of you. And simply taking a step back, oftentimes, if your rejection is coming from someone who did not appreciate your value and your worth and what you had to bring to the table based on their perception, then you have to reject the fact and understand that, hey, you know what, just because you did not see value in me doesn't mean I wasn't valuable. That just means that there was something wrong with the lens of your eyes and the lens of your heart because you weren't able to see me. That's why oftentimes you get into a relationship and you want to ask somebody, do you truly see me? Do you see what I have to bring to the table?
Right.
Do you see what I offer? If you cannot see that, then guess what? Your opinions really do not matter.
Yeah.
Because I cannot match my perception of my value and who I am to your skewed view. And maybe times, and many times where people start rejecting you is because you're not fitting the mold they want you in, or you're not doing some things that they want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't put here on this planet for that.
Right.
Let's get to this comment. Lady Sagacity, you have put up a comment today, and I want you to respond to this comment. Let me read this to everyone, okay? She posted up on Couples Conflict page. This is what she put with a nice icon that said dealing with rejection. It says, when someone walks out of your life and tells you that they don't want you anymore, the pain you feel is indescribable. I have found that rejection is probably one of the most painful feelings in a relationship. You ask yourself, why am I not good enough? What's wrong with me? You may even go as far as comparing yourself to other people, pondering about whether they would want that person over you. You expend energy questioning everything about yourself. If you have ever felt this way, know that you are not alone. Always remember, your worth is precious, and yes, you are enough. I am enough. Lady Sagacity, what inspired you to write this? That's powerful.
Well, I was actually driving this morning and was just thinking about rejection issues with many people that I know who've experienced it, and also in my own personal life. And this particular feeling came over me about rejection and thinking about some experiences that I've had and that I have learned of from friends and family. And I've just found that it was just so strong in me to write that, because I know that you really cannot even explain the deep level of rejection that you have felt in your life. You can't explain it to no one because it's inside of you. And so it's not just, you can't describe it. You just know that it hurts and it's very, very painful. Unlike other emotions like, let's say, disappointment or anger, yes, those things can also trigger feelings in you, but rejection, it cuts deep. It's like a wound that's in you that takes time to heal, and even though you overcome it, sometimes it can be triggered again in a new situation that has nothing to do with that. So it's almost like it plants a seed in you, and that seed, unless it dies, you tend to relive it, and it begins to grow again in new situations. And so that came to me. And also just the fact that we as humans, if you look at evolution, we're about being accepted. We're social beings. God created us to be social beings. So when we are not a part of this social way of living the way God created us, whether it be rejection from belonging to a tribe or a certain culture or whatever, you feel that as a human. So rejection is not only dealing with emotions, but it's our whole way of social being. We want to be feel accepted and a part of something
right.
bigger than ourselves.
Right.
So it's part of our innate self as well.
Okay, hold on. Jackie, talking about sociology and wanting to be social, there is nobody who's more social in my network of friends than you. You are a very, very social person, very well known. You know, everybody loves Jackie as far as I know. Let me ask you this. Have you in your social life came across a point where somebody was rejecting you and you didn't know why? And if so, how did you handle that?
I have that going on right now. And I'm just amazed by it. I do. I have it going on right now. And it's like, it's no matter which way I bring it or take it or leave it or rearrange it, this person just, and let me just say, I don't know what she's rejecting, but it's like, wow, but it's something there. And I identify that. In her mind, it is something about me that is doing something to her, some way, somehow. And at first, I got to say, it did bother me, because that's the type of person I am. It's like one of the reasons why being exposed to this radio and eventually doing events is you got to be very vulnerable. You, so much of yourself is out there. And I put myself out there constantly, because I run my mouth about my personal life all the time. You know, because that's my life, and that's what it is, and here it is. And it's like, you know, when you put yourself out there and people reject you, and I mean to the point of even lying about you, lying on you and about you, it is like it blows. I'm shocked, because one, I want to be liked by everybody, but I know that's impossible. Everybody's not going to like me. I get that. Okay, so I get over that. I tell myself, get over that. The next step is, okay, self, I check myself lots of times. What are you doing, Jackie? Maybe you're taking stuff the wrong way. Maybe she's doing something and you're giving off a very negative vibe. So I'm rechecking my energy. Am I giving her this negative vibe? And it's something that we all do when you're rejected. It's like, am I not? Right. Why am I not good enough? Why I'm not? What do I need to do? Maybe do I need to lose weight? Maybe I should have wore a different dress to the interview. Maybe I'm not doing a good job. You know, you're looking at yourself like, what did I do wrong? What can I do better? And I never forget it. I was walking to my car, and my spirit said, just as quiet as it could be, sometimes it's not you.
Yes.
Sometimes it's not you. And
yes,
can you
definitely
give yourself a break a little bit? Can you stop being so hard on yourself? Sometimes,
yes,
Jackie, it's stuff that's being worked out in them. And you just happen to be the vessel that they're mm-hmm. using to reflect it on.
Sure.
Now, you can do one of two things. You can get, you know, you can get irritated and shoot the same energy back at them. Or you can receive the energy that you can understand they're wounded. That's how I look at it. They're wounded
yeah.
somewhere, and you need to be healed. Now,
yeah.
I will allow myself to be used in your healing, but I will not allow myself to be abused for your healing.
Right. Right.
Because some people will abuse you. When you're a giver and you really care, there are a lot of people out there that will abuse you.
Yep.
Now,
Hold on, Jackie. Slow down. Woo! You said I don't mind helping to be used to help you, but I will not allow you to abuse me. Woo, that's strong. Hold on, Miss Jackie. While you was talking, Lady Sagacity had her hands up. I thought I was about to be in church over here. Boy, she was about to shout. Ah, this is good stuff. Lady Sagacity, why was you getting excited?
Well, because I've been there. That happened to me, Lady Jackie, while I was on my job. I was hated by so many women. And I felt so alone. I felt so rejected by everyone. And I kept trying to figure out, why do all of these women hate me? And I realized it had nothing to do with me. It had nothing to do with me. It was the fact that I did not conform to the norms of most women. And so they even said to me, we didn't like you. We're actually friends now. And a lot of these women who didn't like me, we're actually friends now. But they had these false perceptions
yeah.
of me
yeah.
based on the way I look, based on the way I
yeah.
talk.
Yeah.
And as a result, they didn't get to know the real me
yes.
because they were living in their perceptions. So it was very difficult, very lonely, but it was very necessary because during this time, my skin got thick and I learned how to stand alone.
All right.
I learned how to stand alone. And when you can do that and still smile and still be nice in spite of
yes.
their ugly ways, whatever they may be, they become even more interested in you. Either they will hate you the more or they'll become more interested in getting to know you as a person. But I had to get over them because it had nothing to do with them. Their own insecurities were showing up.
Yes.
And as a result, I was being affected by their insecurities, and I had to let it go. But I just wanted to tell you this because you're right. It has nothing to do with you, and you don't have to be abused by their poor behavior.
All right, hold on. Let's switch hats real quick because we're running out of time. We have 6 minutes to address this question. Talking about all of this and that where you left off, let's swing that into this question because I think that is. Between you two, you actually encapsulated exactly the answer that this lady needs to know. Ma'am, I don't know if you're listening to the show or not, but if you are, here's the deal. I know you was married for 30 years and that your husband eventually left you. According to the timeline, what it sounds like is that at the time before your husband left, you guys were living together and your son, who obviously was of age to be able to live on his own, so that would put him well over 20, let's just say 20 years old or whatever. So the situation is that he was actually an alcoholic and he was going through a depression and he ended up dying due to alcoholism, and you're feeling guilty because you feel like, hey, you know what, he requested to come back home, he was begging for help, but due to the fact that my husband said no, my son is now dead. And the very husband who said no to me 2 years later goes out with another young lady and ends up with her. So I lost my son and I lost my husband all at the same time. And the guilt comes in because, number one, I should have made a better decision and have just overrided what this no good husband said and let my son come home. Maybe he would have been alive. On the flip side, now there's the anger concerning the rejection that your husband did to you because he rejected you and made you feel like you weren't of worth because he went out with a younger woman. So you're actually dealing with two dynamics, and I want to help you with this in the closing. First of all, you've heard what these ladies said about rejection. The problem is that from a guy's standpoint, when lust kicks in and you get the attention of a younger woman, and based on what you're telling me, it sounds like you're probably in your 40s or 50s. Oftentimes, husbands of that age, they also go through menopause. And one of the basic things that men do in this age bracket is they typically want to get with a younger woman, not because you're not good enough, but because they don't feel good enough. They feel like they're getting older and that they're not as handsome, not as attractive. And so the first little twitch of a woman who's younger catches their attention and they overcompensate for the compliment, meaning that now they're pursuing this little young thing instead of just saying, hey, I realize I still got the juice. I'm not as old as I thought, but I still got a good woman at home. Most men don't think that. It's just something about it, about this age, they simply just overcompensate for a compliment, and they end up leaving their good woman, not based on you, but based on them, okay? So I just want to share that one point. The second point before we go, let's talk about this situation with your son. I'm going to use a comment that my friend Miss Jackie had told me a while back, and I never forgot this, because when I was going through my crisis, she told me this, and it helped to save me and my emotions. Okay? So here's what she said. You made the best decision that you could at that time with the information that you had. I realize that you're now looking and taking a step back in time in your mind and saying, hey, you know what? I should have done this. I should have did this, and I should have did this. But realistically, all you can do is realize that you made a decision based on the information you had at the time. You did not know 2 years later that your husband was going to leave you for a younger woman. So what you decided to do was to try to honor the marriage relationship by honoring what your husband said. So you cannot beat yourself up saying, hey, I shouldn't have did this, shouldn't have did that. You know what? Hey, shoulda, coulda, woulda. The bottom line is you made a decision at that time based on the information you had. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. So let's get over that part. And the fact that your husband has went on with a younger woman, so be it. We don't need them. I have always said I'll never want to be with anybody who don't really want to be with me. So if I'm not good enough, talking about rejection, it doesn't mean that I have to devalue myself based on your perception of me. That just means, yeah, I think you do need to go on down the street because my value is still high. But if you want to go for the cheap zirconias down the street and pass up this diamond, then you need to get the step in. That's the bottom line. And you move on with your life. Your life still have purpose and reason. So anyway, we are out of time. This was a good show. Ladies, Sagacity, thank you for coming in studio. And Miss Jackie, as always, you know you're a hot number girl. You do your thing, Chicken Wang.
Yeah, thank you, Lady Jackie. Come back again. Come back again. It was good to have you. Please come back again.
Yes.
It was great. All right, everybody, here's our closing comments. As we always say, DGU, don't give up. Enjoy your weekend. And again, visit our Facebook page, which is The Conflicts of Life. Also, Ms. Jackie has her own page, which is Full Circle for Women. And we also have Lady Sagacity's page, which is Conversations with Sagacity.
S-A-G-A-C-I-T-Y. I'm going to say it.
Sagacity.
I'm a Sagacity.
And it's all one word, Conversations with Sagacity. Put it all together. All right, everybody. Peace and hair grease. We're out of here. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.